that high-profile prisoner exchange that took place over the weekend. The five Taliban prisoners released in exchange for the release of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl from 5 years of captivity had virtually no prospect of freedom. As leaders of the Taliban, they were among the highest value prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. But they are in Qatar now after President Obama used his executive authority for the prisoner swap over the weekend. We turn now once again to Carol Rosenberg, reporter from the Miami Herald. Carol's reported from Guantanamo Bay for more than a decade. Carol, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
Who were these five? And as I say, they didn't really have a prospect of freedom. They were certainly among the most difficult prisoners to imagine moving out of Guantanamo. But then, poof, they're gone.
On the one hand, you're right, because they were on the list of indefinite detainees, forever prisoners, as we call them, meaning in 2009, the Obama administration said, these are people who we can't try because we don't have any Guantanamo war court-specific war crimes to charge them with, but we also can't let them go because we just think they're too dangerous to be let go. So they were indefinite detainees. That was their status on Saturday when they got on that plane and left. And so, in fact, you're right. You know, there are 149 detainees at Gitmo, and 78 of the men are cleared to go. They were on the list ahead of these five. But on the other hand, we have heard for years that the Obama administration was talking to the Taliban about trading them for Bo Bergdahl. So it shouldn't have been that surprising that they got it together. But who are they?
Yeah.
Three of those men arrived on day one. If you close your eyes and imagine that iconic photo of the men in orange jumpsuits on their knees in a cage, three of the men who left Saturday were in that photo. They were the so-called worst of the worst, brought in to open the prison camps. But time has taught us that the worst of the worst weren't. There's only eight of those men left of the first 20. Four of them are also cleared for release if there can be security arrangements, like the security arrangements that were made for these men going to Qatar. And you have to remember, they were brought in January 2002 at a completely different time in our detention strategy. These prisoners were thought to be in the first batch the kinds of people who might help the Americans find Osama bin Laden or Mullah Omar. They were brought in as much for intelligence purposes as they were as, let's say, dangerous men. And the other thing that I think people don't know, because it really hasn't come out, is those men spent their years at Guantanamo in medium security confinement, living like POWs, kind of like Hogan's Hero style, not you know, in a comedic way, but they weren't in single cell lockdown. They were cooperative captives. They lived communally in a doctrine that was set up for the people who weren't considered dangerous to the guards. They ate together, prayed together, did sports together. You could see them in the rec yards of the communal camps because they were profiled there as well-behaving. They weren't even the hunger strikers. They were doing their time as POWs, waiting for, frankly, this deal.
Well, I mean, how does that reconcile with the fact that until Saturday, they were open-ended prisoners who were believed to be too dangerous to send away, but yet they were POWs not in a lockdown? Is there any evidence that they actually provided intelligence that helped in the search for Osama bin Laden? Did they have any value in the intelligence side of the equation here?
I haven't looked into the intelligence files, but there's no suggestion that they helped lead to bin Laden. And they certainly, there's no suggestion that they got the Mullah Omar, because I understand Mullah Omar is out there celebrating the releases of victory for the Taliban. Here's the thing. I think one thing that this episode really points out is we don't really understand what the Obama administration was doing in 2009 when they created indefinite detention. Indefinite detention was a category that kind of evolved out of the Bush administration saying we have the right to hold people as long as we want until we decide we want to let them go. Obama came in, left the impression he was either going to try people or let them go. They created a category of people they wanted to repatriate or resettle. And as it happened, all of those people that they created in that category were the same people that the Bush administration said, we want to resettle or repatriate. Then there was this catch-all category, and they were called indefinite detainees. One by one, they've been taking them off the indefinite detention list. Should these guys have been the first to go? No, they jumped the queue. They beat the people who were cleared for resettlement and release, but they're not going back to Afghanistan. They're going to some sort of a arrangement that our government tells us is going to be secure. Congress doesn't believe them. Congress doesn't trust them. I think we can see we're going to have a year's worth of hearings in which this is all going to play out while they sit in Qatar and do what they'll do.
But I'm wondering if some of those questions are legitimate. I mean, to say simply, never mind that these folks are actually not dangerous anymore, and send them to Qatar, which has a very public arrangement where they've supported the Muslim Brothers, the Islamists in Egypt. They definitely have an interest in Islamist movements in the region. What's to say they don't have sympathies with the Taliban as well?
I don't know that anyone has said they aren't dangerous. They aren't potentially going to be Taliban activists. They haven't renounced their membership in the Taliban. What I think I've heard is this was the price that this president was willing to pay to get this soldier out of there as he winds down a war in Afghanistan and will someday have to recognize that when the war is over, they may want to keep al-Qaeda, but they can't keep the Taliban. It's a distinction that, you know, some people at Guantanamo don't want to make, but certainly this administration has made.
Carol Rosenberg, reporter from the Miami Herald, on the prisoner release and the five Taliban prisoners who are now in Qatar, formerly too dangerous to release and now in Qatar. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.